Rosemarie DiCarlo is the UN Undersecretary General for Political Peace Building. She said Russia has stepped up its drone and missile barrage on the capital, Kyiv, and elsewhere. She said these strikes are targeting civilians.
In the past week alone, three massive waves of Russian aerial strikes targeted Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities, further raising the alarming civilian death toll and widening the destruction.
DiCarlo said the attacks follow a clear pattern.
They targeted urban centers with large civilian populations and destroyed or severely damaged residential buildings, with devastating consequences for the people living there. We condemn these attacks in the strongest terms.
Indrika Ratwadi is acting Assistant Secretary General for the UN's Humanitarian Office. He said humanitarian groups are responding to the crisis in increasingly dangerous conditions. He said they've been delivering aid to affected areas and has called for a humanitarian pause to the onslaught.
Humanitarian organizations are responding simultaneously to multiple emergencies while sustaining assistance to communities already enduring years of conflict. The dangers of delivering that assistance continues to increase. Just last week, a humanitarian convoy was struck by a drone in Ukraine-controlled Dnipro region, the third such incident in 2 months.
Russia's UN representative, Anna Evstigneva, said the briefing was biased against Russia.
The scenario of such meetings is predictable and has not changed for more than 4 years. What is being read out during such meetings is a set of unfounded accusations against our country and routine phrases about alleged commitment to peace. Well, maybe they will add something new, like the phrases enough is enough. At the same time, they will not talk about the root causes of the Ukrainian conflict and their direct role in stoking its fire.
However, Ukraine's United Nations representative, Volodymyr Pavlyuchenko, said any attempt by Russia to paint itself as the victim in this scenario flies in the face of the evidence.
Russia wants us to believe that occupation of Ukrainian cities, totally destroyed by Russian forces, means liberation. Russia continues attempts to persuade the world that their full-scale military invasion of Ukraine is for peace and security. Nobody would ever fall for aggressor lies here. The reality is well known, and it is totally different from Russian propaganda. Russia launched this unprovoked war of aggression against peaceful nation more than 12 years ago.
The UN's Rosemarie DiCarlo said Russian occupation forces in eastern Ukraine have imposed a form of martial law in the region, curtailing human rights and crushing dissent. The UN says more than 16,000 civilians have been killed and more than 48,000 injured in Ukraine since Russia launched its full-scale invasion in February 2022. Russia says about 250 civilians were killed and about 1,600 injured in the first 6 months of this year. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.